episode 174 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas or topics. So if there's something you'd like to hear about, please let us know. My name is Laura, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Donna, and Sandy. This week, we are joined by our very special guest, Freddie Valderrama.
Yay!
Freddie is the Disney Destinations District Sales Manager, DSM, for the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas Territory. He is our line to the mouse. Help us master our knowledge of Disney destinations and supporting us as we help our clients plan their adventures with Disney destinations. After a few years kicking off his career in the real world, in 2008, Freddie joined the Walt Disney Company as a DSM for Disney destinations, where he has represented Disney destinations for the last 9.5 years. Freddie participated in the Disney College program in the fall of 2000, where he served as an attractions host in Tomorrowland at the Walt Disney World Resort. We invited Freddie here tonight to share with us his most recent experience with one of our favorite Disney destination offerings, Adventures by Disney. Freddie recently went to China with Adventures by Disney, and he is here tonight to tell us all about it. So let's get started. So, Freddie, which Adventures by Disney itineraries have you experienced?
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate everybody, everybody's time tonight. But yeah, my trips I've been on are Germany, Italy, South Africa, Greece, Southeast Asia, which consists of Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, and China.
Wow.
Oh, that's a lot. So you're done.
Which one was your favorite?
That's hard to pick because they're all fantastic trips. But if I had to pick one, it would have to be Southeast Asia.
That's my bucket list. I really want to do that one.
Can you tell us why a little bit? Just a little bit.
It's one of those trips that, you know, it's a place I've always wanted to visit, but it's got me out of all of my comfort zone of things I would normally do and the sense of, you know, just the unique experiences on that trip. And also, it's just one of those parts of the world that just started opening up to the world for tourism in certain parts of it. So it was just amazing. It's an incredible, incredible trip. I definitely recommend anybody that wants to go to Southeast Asia, definitely do it with Adventures by Disney. So it's incredible experiences on the trip and incredible memories you'll be creating.
So this time you guys went to China, right?
Yeah, this year my Adventures by Disney was in China, yes.
And how long of a trip is that?
That was a 12-day, 11-night Adventures by Disney.
Wow.
So did you hit... I gotta know, did you hit both the Disney World parks?
That was a new enhancement of this year. The Adventures by Disney did get reimagined for 2018. And they've actually added both Disney parks. Your first stop of your trip is Hong Kong, and then part of that is going to Disneyland Hong Kong. And at the end, that new part they added was the adding Shanghai Disney to it. And let me tell you, if any Disney fans out there definitely want to do this trip because you book it in at both ends with going to both of the Disney parks in mainland China and also in Hong Kong. It's incredible, incredible, incredible trip.
Yeah, that's my bucket list, too.
Yeah.
So, you both have gone to the Disney World resorts and all. What makes the experience with an Adventures by Disney extra special?
Great question. What makes us different with Adventures by Disney from the parks? I mean, one of the things I always talk about when I'm talking about Adventures by Disney, it really is our Disney service on the road. That is what makes us different from everybody else in the industry. And our product, we try to make sure when you're going to those countries, you're seeing those stories of life from those countries come to life. We want you to be enriched into the culture, see the unique culture as no other way you can show. We can show it to you. Disney can.
So where does the China Adventure go?
Yeah, our cities that we got to go to were Hong Kong. We went to Hong Kong, Beijing, Chengdu, Xi'an, Guilin, and Shanghai. Those are the cities we go to. One of the cities was actually just a day trip. We flew in and flew out. That was to go see the Terracotta Warriors. Everything else we did get to stay on the actual trip. So it is one of those trips. It is a lot of movement. You're changing hotels every 2 to 3 days on your trip.
Did you have a favorite part?
Oh, my goodness. my favorite part of the whole trip was going to the Great Wall of China. It's amazing. You see these pictures of it. It is one of those things, until you're there and you see it in person, it's incredible. It's breathtaking in just the way it wraps around the mountains. And the part that we go to is a little bit outside of actual Beijing. We don't do the closest part into Beijing. We go further out because we want to go to an area where there's not going to be a lot of tourists. And also the area that's been most, has had the most actual renovation done to it. So when you're there, you're seeing this incredible, like, this just incredible thing you've seen since you're a child, seeing in the storybooks and history and just seeing it. You see it in life, you're just like, oh my God, it's very impressive. It's incredible. And you get to spend a good hour and a half there just kind of walking and spending time to see the Great Wall of China. It is, to me, that to me was like huge, huge bucket list item off my list. And that was my major, major highlight of the trip.
So Lindsay couldn't be with us tonight, and I know she's very sad to miss this episode, but I know I need to ask a question for her, which is, the rumor is that this is the most luxurious as far as accommodations go with all the Adventures by Disney trips. And I do know, I saw that you stayed at the Peninsula Hotel in Hong Kong, which is one of the oldest hotels in Hong Kong, and I walked through the lobby and felt like maybe I shouldn't be there. It's like super nice, and I'm pretty comfortable in luxurious places. So what is your take on that? Is that true?
No, I would say all other destinations are luxury. I mean, I, even when I did in South Africa, we went to the Kapama Private Game Reserve. We stayed at the spa suites, which were incredible, beautiful. You open your windows out of your bathroom, you're looking at the savannah. It's beautiful. I mean, it's just incredible. So I would say all our hotels at all of our destinations are luxurious. But we do, when we pick our hotels, we don't just pick any hotels. They're going to be 4 or 5 star hotels. And we want to make sure they're going to be very family friendly. And number two is also, as well, we want to be close to the action where your guests don't have to go far out to go to the different activities. We want to have just walking distance, especially when you're traveling with families. You don't want to have to ride a taxi or go on a cab or just go in the subway. You want to be able to be smack right in the middle of the action to make sure you're close to it. So that is one thing about our hotels. They're luxurious, but also they are going to be close to all what you want to be at.
So, did you guys have kids on this trip, or what is the minimum age for kids?
Yeah, it's mentioned by Disney was not going to be all adults, but it ended up being all adults. So we had about 22 adults on this Adventures by Disney. But on our Adventures by Disney, the ages, depending on the actual Adventures by Disney, it depends. Some of them go as young as 4, and some of them go up a little higher in age, depending on the destination. So each of those is different. So that's something, as agents, you can definitely, when you're talking to vacationistas, they can tell you what the age range for that actual Adventures by Disney age. So what's the minimum, what's the requested, you know, the suggested age for that Adventures by Disney. But the one I was on did not have any kids. But we also do as well have exclusive adult-only departures as well. So that's something I know a lot of people, when they hear name Disney, like, oh, it's all going to be kids. It's very family-oriented. There's not going to be a lot for the adults. But we do have adult-only departures on our trips, and those are going to be 18 and older. So we have them pretty much on every single one of our destinations. And also as well on our river cruises, we also have a exclusive adult departures as well for our river cruises. In particular, we do have them for our Oktoberfest sailings as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I can see why. Well, and it's interesting because when you talk to the vacationistas, they'll explain to you why that's the minimum age as well, because that's something that I have a client who's interested in going to Iceland, but her girls are 9, and they said, you know, the reason it's 10 is because there's a lot of hiking, there's a lot of walking, there's a lot of things. So let us know if your kids can handle that. And she was like, no.
And the youngest I've ever had on Adventures by Disney was actually my first adventures to Germany. The youngest was a little girl named Emily. She was age 4. She was the youngest I've ever had on Adventures by Disney. I define it, the exotic trips like the one I did for Southeast Asia, China, and also South Africa, I had older kids. Usually, I think the youngest was on, I think it was 8 was the youngest that we had on any of those. But usually it's a little older kids because they are a little more, you're going from hotel to hotel, all that, moving a little faster. You want to make sure kids can keep up with it. But overall, you know, we do give you suggestions of the ages for the kids and also the activities on board. You want to make sure the kids can enjoy.
So you mentioned that you hop around a lot, and you mentioned the Xi'an trip being just a day trip, but were there places where you stayed two nights, or was it all one night, one night, one night?
No, it's 2 to 3 nights, depending on the adventures by Disney. Sometimes you might just stay at the same hotel, like our long weekend adventures in New York and San Francisco. Those you stay at, it's because it's so short, you're only checking in one hotel and staying there for the whole time. But most of them is like 2 to 3 nights. And also, we do have pre and post nights you can actually add to them as well if you want to do that as well. You can always do a pre and post night on your trip. I always recommend doing the pre night if you're going somewhere overseas, especially like in China or going to or Australia one or South Africa. Because you're going to want some time to adjust the time zone because your body is going to be out of that time zone. So we do work with those. And also for Adventures by Disney, like in Paris, if you are interested in doing Disneyland Paris, we can actually add that onto it as an extension to that trip. That one does not include automatically our Adventures by Disney. Does not include Paris. And also our river cruises that we're doing in Paris as well. You can add on that actual option as well for the Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, you totally would need to do that. So I have a question, though, about moving so much. Is that a big hassle? How does that play out when you're on your tour?
No, it's not. And the one thing that's great about the Adventures by Disney, I always say, you know, we have Tinkerbell on the road with you because when you're ready to move from one hotel, you just pack your bags. And you put them inside your room. They just tell you what time we'll be back pool. You just put them right inside your room. And then one of the bellmen will come and pick up your bags. So it's kind of like Tinkerbell on the road with you. They take care of your bags. And literally, when you go to the next hotel, your bags could be there already because sometimes the bag you get there ahead of time. Or you can be in your room, and then 30 minutes later, your bag magically arrives in your room. So you don't have to worry about that at all. I mean, literally, when you're...
It's magic.
They literally take care of your bags for you the whole time. And that's the one best thing when you're traveling, especially with your kids. That's the last thing you want to have to worry about is like, oh, we have to take a bag down. There's the lobby and put them in the car and then transfer. You don't have to worry about that at all. We take care of that for you. So that way, even when we're going to the airports, like on this trip to China, every single city we went to, we had to fly to. They checked in our bags for us at all the destinations. We didn't have to worry about it. The only one we had to do it was from Hong Kong going to Beijing. We had to check our own bags in because we were going from, you know, Hong Kong to mainland China. But besides that, every other city we went to, they did the bag pull. And literally, by the time we got to the airport, the bags were checked in. Our boarding passes were done for us. Everything was done. All we had to literally is go through security and go directly to the gate to get on the flights. And that is one of the unique – that's one of the best things about traveling with Adventures by Disney. We take care of all those details. When you're on your trip, you get to enjoy that wonderful vacation. Your families not have to worry about, oh my God, little Johnny, this is a situation, this and that. We take care of all that for you. And also, one other big thing we take care of your guests on the trip is when you're going on a motor coach from one destination to another, we also have snacks on board. And as a parent, you know you want to have snacks for kids. You want to have maybe candy bars or some type of fruit and bottled water. They have that with you on the trip the whole time. There's no additional cost for you. That is included part of your Adventures by Disney. And every time you're getting on a bus, our adventure guides are literally giving you a bottle of water. It's like, here's a bottle of water for you. Here's a bottle of water for you. They are wanting to make sure that you are taking care of your whole trip. And there's no additional cost for this. This is part of your trip. So when you're looking at our trip, you have to look at, you know, everything that's included because it's so much on the trip.
So if you say had people with allergies, which is a common occurrence now, so as long as we let the vacationistas know in advance which those allergies are, they can work with that even in countries where you may not have, you know, translation issues.
Yeah, the great thing about our Adventures by Disney, you know, just like Disney domestically, you know, in our parks here, we try to make sure we take care of all guests with any dietary needs, allergies. When you do talk to your vacationista, they will literally take all the notations down and all that stuff. Hey, this is your allergies, this is your dietary needs, they'll take all those. And then the first day you arrive on your Adventures by Disney, there's going to be a time, there's going to be a little card in your room with a time saying that your adventure guides will be waiting for you in the lobby area at this time. Please come by and see us. And then that's a time for you to meet with your vacationistas or your adventure guides one-on-one. And that's also when you say, hey, by the way, we saw on your reservation that you had some dietary needs. Please tell us a little more about it so we can prepare for you. And in some of the locations, we actually will ask, we actually get the menus ahead of time. So that way we can actually give it to you and you can review what's available. And so in some destinations, we have to really give them like 48 hours, 3 days ahead of time so they know what the dietary needs and making sure we can get that for your guests. So we definitely take care of that. And the big thing is we always do encourage guests. I know some guests are picky eaters, but we always try to encourage guests to kind of step out of the box a little bit, try something different on the trip because you never know. You might find you might like something new that you might not have thought of.
That actually, that brings on a question that I had when you talked about the snacks. Do you remember what your snacks were in China? Were they Kit Kat bars and granola bars, or were they more Chinese?
Well, some of them were Chinese. Some of them were things you remember. There was one, it was a green tea Kit Kat bar, so that was very unique.
Interesting.
I know they're right. They were great. I mean, they're great Kit Kats. They were fantastic. But these rice cakes, I don't know. They were just fantastic. Anytime they were given them, I was like, give me more. I still have like one little set in my kitchen. But anyway, these snacks were great. They have a little bit of things domestically. They try to get some stuff you would recognize, but also try some unique things as well. And they always, like, for fun, they always buy one of those unique, snacks that you would have never thought of and just try it out. They have a good variety of all the snacks on the trip.
So what was the weirdest thing you ate in China?
Really didn't eat anything weird or different on this trip. I had Peking duck. I've had it before. And let me tell you, now I'm a big fan of. One of the nights on our own, because that's one thing about Adventures by Disney. We do have, majority of your meals are included with your Adventures by Disney. But we also do have your time on your own. On time on your own, you can choose to do different activities. And you do have some dinners on your own. And one of the nights, our Adventures by Disney guides, I was kind of wanting some American food. So I was like, I want something American. And they was like, okay, here are some suggestions. And we went to a pizza place. Pizzeria. And I was, wanted to go a little American, but a little Chinese, so I had Peking duck pizza.
Hey, they could have sent you to KFC.
It's funny. KFC is extremely popular in China. I mean, like, it's in every corner. I never realized it. Really, they had it there. That was interesting. But yeah, I tried Peking duck pizza, and oh my God, fell in love with it. I went to other places. I was like, do they have Peking duck pizza? Good. So if anybody knows good places here, let me know.
So I know you live in Texas. Did you have any Mexican food in China?
No, I did not. Right. I didn't even
try. Freddie, I'm thinking like, I'm thinking Peking duck pizza food truck.
Absolutely. Yes. We can make a good idea.
One of the things I know about Adventures by Disney is, you talked about that you went to the Great Wall of China, and that often on their trips they highlight, the big things, the standards that people think of, but they're also pretty famous for doing the off the beaten track, the behind the scenes, the experiences that people may not be able to get anyplace else. Can you tell us some of those that you did?
Yeah, not one I've done, but the one I would love to do is actually there's a trip in Italy. It's called Viva Italia, which does Rome, Tuscany, and Venice. And when we go to the Vatican, we just don't do a day trip of the Vatican. We actually do a nighttime tour of the Vatican. And it's only a select number of actual groups get to do that. And I thought that would be amazing. I've seen the Vatican, but just imagine to see not as the number of crowds, but getting complete VIP access to go see it. And also at nighttime, people have said that's incredible. That is one of those unique things I would love to do. But, some of those unique experiences you're talking about, just some things we do differently is the one thing I loved is when we did our game drive in South Africa. I remember, our truck was not full of people. They weren't filled every single seat. There were only like six people per actual Jeep. It was a Jeep that could fit 12 people. They didn't try to like cram us all into the Jeeps, where other Jeeps that weren't part of Adventures by Disney, they had every single seat filled. So that is one of those things we want to make sure the guests feel like they have a VIP access, especially when you're on those game drive, not having like it's, oh my God, all these people, I can't really see what the animals look like. You really have that more ability to kind of move around a little bit and you can see the different animals.
So you can jump out of the way if the lion, like, wants to get you.
Pardon?
So one of the trips you were telling us about that you got to go, like, go help in the rice paddies?
Oh, one of my favorite memories. Oh, God, I love that one. Yeah, in Southeast Asia, we were in Laos. We actually got to go work, go to an actual working farm, a rice farm. And we actually got to go to actually, you know, harvest the rice and everything. And so we actually, I was out there and I was not going to get in this actual mud, in the mud and everything, because there was, you know, you had to go behind a cow. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that. A couple of the other guests on, they're like, "Hey, when are you going to be in Laos again and get to do this?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know." And then I was like, "Fine, I'm going to do it." And I did it. And to this day, it's my one of my favorite memories, because I'm like there plowing there behind the cow, plowing the actual the rice fields, and it was an incredible experience. I have the pictures of it, and I'm just smiling, because it's just one of those unique experiences you'll never get to do again. And we actually found this actual rice farm. It's actually it's a nonprofit that helps people from Laos to grow their own rice, to help them be sustained. This man from England has created this company there, nonprofit, and Disney's the only company that goes there and actually gets to actually harvest the rice. It's an incredible experience, and afterwards you get to try different rice products as well. But yeah, incredible memory.
And then you laundered all your clothes like 6 times.
I remember like reading about experiences like maybe it's your Germany trip where kids get to make their own pretzels, and it's like where if you go with your family, that oftentimes the adults will do one thing and they'll have something else for the kids to do that they'll. You know, something really hands-on about the culture that will really, you know, immerse them in the culture and solidify that memory for them.
Yeah, I mean, we do things, or sometimes, because some of the activities we go to, like, let's hear an example is when we go to actual the Louvre, you know, we don't do 2 tours of the Louvre. We don't do 1 tour of the Louvre with mom and my, you know, parents and the kids together. We actually do 2 separate ones. We actually have a normal tour of the Louvre for the adults, and then we do a scavenger hunt for the kids. So the kids and the parents are still seeing the same things, but they're learning at their own level, so they're getting to see it. So when they come together, they've seen the same thing, so they're like, oh, mom, guess what? We saw the Mona Lisa, and we learned this, this, this. So we are doing those unique experiences. So mom is not like, oh my God, you know, little Johnny is like, is bored. She's like, why are we seeing these paintings? You know, can we get out of here? You know, this way, you know, mom and dad get to actually enjoy it as well as also the kids. So we do those unique experiences. Or when we do, let's say when we go out to Tuscany, we do actual wine tasting. The actual, you know, the adults get to do wine tasting while the kids go and do gelato tasting. And I know some adults would probably like, well, I want some gelato. We take care of the parents. We get some gelato as well. Like, I need gelato and ice cream. We take care of that as well.
So you said that you split. So do they have, say you're in Paris and you want to go have a special night out with just the parents? And so do they have babysitters for that free night?
Our great question. Thank you for bringing this up. For Adventures by Disney, our guides are not babysitters. They are our guides. But we do have, on our trip, we do have one night called Junior Adventures. That's what we call our kids, the Junior Adventures. They have a Junior Adventure night where the parents get to have a night on their own. We actually can stay at the hotel restaurants. We always do a group dinner for the adults only without the kids. And then the kids get to go watch a Disney movie. And a perfect example is when we were in South Africa. We were at Kapama Private Game Reserve while the adults had this great, fantastic South African food. The kids got to go make their own pizzas and got to go watch the actual Lion King there in the middle of the game drive, watching the Lion King and getting to see the movie. Same thing when we the Adventures by Disney in China. We get to go see Mulan. So we get to see those movies in the actual country itself.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because I think the one reason that people hesitate to look at Adventures by Disney is they think that Mickey Mouse is going to be on the bus with them. So can you talk a little bit about what it means to be Disney and Adventures, what that branding is?
Yes, great question. For the Adventures by Disney, I know a lot of people, when they hear Disney, they're like, oh, like you said, Mickey Mouse, or we're going to be meeting Cinderella at Buckingham Palace. Some people might want to, but we don't do that. What we do is try to We do the Disney service on the road. That is how we do Adventures by Disney. It is the Disney service on the road. What you expect on our cruises, in our parks, that is what we're doing on the Adventures by Disney. And that is the best way I can describe the product. It is the Disney service. And also, we were created by the number one storyteller, Walt Disney. We want to make sure those countries, those stories of those countries come alive. So when you're going there, you're seeing those actual stories come to life. We do have unique experiences, like when we are in, let's say, when we did my trip in Germany, we actually had the Grimm's brothers came on the trip and was telling us a little bit about the story, how they created some of the stories on the actual trip itself. So those are the characters that come to life when you're on your Adventures by Disney.
So you said that, you know, Elizabeth was saying that Mickey Mouse isn't on the bus. And I know that you have English-speaking guides. Do you also have guides that are from the country, or how do you guys do that?
Yeah, on our Adventures by Disney, we always have two guides. One guide is going to be always from the United States, and the other one's from the country of origin. And we do that purposely for culture references, so one people know the references to the United States, and the other guy would know the actual country. And also for language barriers, because we always have one of those guides from the country of origin. They don't have to worry about, you know, they don't speak the language really well. We do. They will be actually supposed to speak the language. And also, one of the reasons we have two guides as well, when we split up in groups, let's say, like, when I got to go do my pretzel making in Germany, they actually split us in two groups, and not kids and adults, but just two groups, because there was small little bakery we were going into. They can only fit about 20 people. So they separated us in two groups. One group got to go do the pretzels, while the other one got to do a tour of the city. And then we swapped. One got to then make the pretzel and do the tour of the city, so that we can get those smaller groups on the actual trip itself.
Yeah, one of my observations when I did the Costa Rica trip was that sometimes also they are able to, you know, you hear this sort of, well, the kids get to do this and then the adults get to do it, but sometimes they'll make sure the activity works for everybody. Like, we had a mojito making class, and the kids actually had non-alcoholic mixers that they could just sort of mix together. So they were sort of taking that bartending class at the same time, in the same place, in the same space, but not obviously making an alcoholic drink. So it was a really nice way for them to feel like part of the group, you know, for everybody to feel like they were together without compromising on the activity.
Yeah, and one other thing too is we do have two guides on all our trips, all our Adventures by Disney, no matter the size. We always have two guides on all of them, but we also have local experts. And on top of your two guides, you have your local experts. So the local experts are like, here's an example. When we went to go see Neuschwanstein Castle out in Germany, we had a local expert that came on board. His name was Michael, and Michael was literally telling us all the history of why we're going to see Neuschwanstein Castle, tells a lot of the information about the castle as we're going out there. That is also on top of the tour guides you already have. So you have those extra guides on your trip as well. I mean, that local expert as well. So we have tons of local experts that come on your trips on there as well.
Okay, so I want to get back to the China trip, since that's what we were here to talk about. And I'm going to challenge you, Freddie. We have about 10 minutes left, and I would love for you to step us through the itinerary. We've talked about bits and pieces of it, but sort of, you know, where you went, and what were the major attractions. And obviously, you can't go into full detail, but go.
First stop was Hong Kong. That's our first stop on our trip. So we got to do a little bit of sightseeing in the city, seeing different parts of the actual city itself. And also because we're getting there, that was our first part of our trip, so it goes a little slower pace. And then we also go to Hong Kong Disney. And then after that, we actually go to Beijing. Beijing, you're going to go see the Great Wall of China. You're also going to go see the Forbidden Sea. You're also going to go see the Tiananmen Square. So you're seeing everything there, Beijing, all the big things. And also, that was my favorite hotel. It was fantastic. When I walked in, I said, welcome to my apartment. Beautiful. So got to go there. All the things you want to see in Beijing, you get to do. And then from there, we went to Chengdu to go see the actual panda. So you get to go see a panda. And trust me, you're not going to miss seeing panda. I mean, there's like panda here, panda there, panda everywhere. So tons of pandemonium going on. So a lot of pandas to go see there. And after that, what I call the amazing race day, because it's literally wake up early, go out to see the Terracotta Warriors out in Xi'an. and get to see them, and it's incredible. What you see in pictures is what you see. It's incredible. You go to go see them, and then after that, you fly on the evening, go to Guilin. Guilin is the best thing I can describe is you can see those beautiful paintings of China. When you look at them, they're picturesque, beautiful, scenic sites of China. That is what Guilin is. Guilin is beautiful. That is a slower part of your trip because you've had so much. You're already in about 8 days into your adventures by Disney. We do a little river cruise experience down the actual Guilin River and get to see these beautiful gumdrop mounds. That was the second big highlight of my trip for me, was going to see Guilin. Fell in love with that city. And after that, we go to our last part, which is Shanghai. In Shanghai, we get to go see the more modern city in China, get to see all the great sightseeing there and see old China and get to see a lot, and then top it off by going to actual Shanghai Disney, which is incredible. You get to ride the new Tron attraction, the number one attraction there, and also Pirates attraction. And here's a little plug in for Disney World, but the Tron attraction out in Shanghai is incredible. I cannot wait for it to come to Disney World out in Magic Kingdom. And so it's coming in 2021. So keep your vacations ready for them, but incredible attraction. But then it ends there, you know, with sad farewell and an incredible farewell there. I'm not going to spoil it. So you have to do that trip to go see the farewell there. And then it ends and you come back home.
And you can add on extra. That's what I was going to ask. Do you have to come back home? Can you add on extra days there?
You can extend, and I actually did. And being the Disney fan that I am, I did extend it a day early. I mean, day afterwards, and I actually did 2 days to Shanghai Disney. And I actually had the day prior of my trip as well. I did have Disney, so I did twice. Both days. Couldn't resist.
Nice.
So which park did you like more, Shanghai Disney or Hong Kong Disney?
put me in the spot. Shanghai Disney.
Okay.
Yeah, so Shanghai Disney. It's about the Tron and Pirates. Those are the two incredible. I mean, they're just incredible.
Okay, so then since Tron was your favorite at Shanghai Disney, what was your favorite attraction at Hong Kong Disney?
You're going to laugh, but it's my classic favorite attraction of Disney attraction, Small World.
Really?
I knew you were going to say Small World.
It's so cute because they added all those Disney characters within it, just like they did Disneyland. They did there first. But then I would say that's the classic attractions. But my favorite attraction, and oh my God, it's incredible. It is, it's called Mystic Manor. Mm-hmm. It is, oh my goodness, for any Disney fan, they have to ride it. It's incredible. It's a must do. I would have to be Mystic Manor number one, and then Small World. It's incredible. But yeah, no, I would say, yeah, Mystic Manor. Mm-hmm. I rode that thing times.
Yeah.
I couldn't resist. I look it off and got back on. I'm like, I'm doing this as many times as I can.
Okay.
Is it a roller coaster or what is it?
It is a slow-moving ride. It's a trackless ride. It is actually their version of the Haunted Mansion. They can't build the Haunted Mansion out there because of the culture. So they actually built this Mystic Manor, which is supposed to be this gentleman that's well-traveled around the world, and he actually collected all of these artifacts around the world, and then he collected his music box, and his monkey, Albert, actually touches it, and it comes to life, and everything inside the actual Mystic Manor comes to life. So you have this dragon statue comes to life, and it's just incredible. You have to ride it. And it does have small little tie-ins to the Haunted Mansion, those cute little tie-ins there. But it's incredible. I must do.
Is that the only place you can ride it?
Yeah.
That's the only place?
They arrange fast passes for you?
They do have some special fast passes for you for that. They do have some special fast passes they do to get you on fast. And also for Hong Kong Disney, they do have some VIP viewing for the fireworks there as well.
Do you have a next Adventures by Disney trip that you're looking forward to?
There's three that I'm... Well, there's a new one now that I really want to go to now.
You should come with us, because I'm going.
This is now number one on my list, is going to Japan. We have a new Adventures by Disney. We just announced, literally, hot off the press yesterday, we announced our new Adventures by Disney Japan. We don't have all the details yet, but more coming early in the spring of 2018, so keep your ears open for more details on that trip. That one's high up there for me, and Australia is a big one for me as well, and Ireland. Those are the three that I'm eyeing to do next. River cruises are pretty high up too as well, but those three are the ones I'm hoping to go do next.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because I know you got to go to those parks in Japan, right?
I saw that announcement and I was like, sign me up. I am going. So seriously, you should come with us. It'll be fun.
I got it. I was kind of like, here's my credit card. Just go.
Yeah, exactly. Take my money. Take all of it. I'll sell my house. I'll sell my car.
The thing is, just traveling with Adventures by Disney, it is, they take care of everything. From the minute you land to the minute you depart, you have to worry about nothing. That is one of the best things about Adventures by Disney, is when you get there, you go to your hotel, everything's taken care of for you. The minute you land, there is somebody with a sign when you pass immigration customs with your name on me. It said Freddy Valderrama, Adventures by Disney. And they literally take you to your private transfers to your hotel. And then when you check in the hotel, they're ready for you to go. They have your room ready for you. And then you literally, from that moment on, you have to think about nothing. Even dining, when you have your own time on your own, they're giving you suggestions of restaurants or where to eat. To this day, I still remember one of the restaurants. I can't remember the name of it. It's out in actual Florence. It was incredible. The guides recommended to me. Oh my God, the pasta was, my mouth is watering. So good.
Freddie, have you ever been on a trip where your luggage didn't show up and they had to fix that?
No, I have never had that situation yet.
Okay.
No, I haven't had that problem yet.
Although, I think you and I talked about some, you know, how above and beyond sometimes the guides will go for bad things that happen. Do you have a story like that?
On my trips, I would say there's one that I really brings up to me this past year. Actually, one of on our Adventures by Disney in China, one of our guests on there, we were at the airport dining there because we were going to our next destination. So we're eating there, and then we're all packing our bags, right? You know, getting our bags together to get on the flight, to leave the restaurant and get onto our flight. And one of our guests left her bag, her purse, inside the stall of the bathroom in the restaurant. And we're literally like about to board our flight, and she's like, "I can't find my purse. Oh my God, my purse is there." And the adventure guy was like, "Okay, you stay here, get on the flight. I'm going to run to the restaurant and go get it for you." He literally ran to the actual hotel, to the restaurant, and they couldn't find it. But luck with the managers, the manager at the hotel, at the restaurant says, "Okay, here's where our next hotel is. This is where we're going to be. Please let me know." Didn't find it. About 24 hours later, they get a call and says, "We found the actual purse." They FedExed it overnight to the next location and where we're going to be stopping at. And our guest got the actual purse with everything in it, all her cell phones, all her credit card, all her money, everything. There was nothing missing whatsoever. So she got it for her. So no have to worry about it.
Wow.
No guarantee. Your mileage may vary, but yeah.
And you have to worry about a thing. They got took care of it because our guests, we tried to have, you know, we tried to make sure and the guests have to worry about a thing.
I have a question about the strenuous level of these. Do they have different levels of excursions, or is everybody doing the same thing? Do you kind of have to know that you can do it? How does that work?
Yeah, great. I mean, great question. I mean, there are some activities that are going to be more strenuous than others. Like we do quad rider rafting at some of our destinations and also zip lining. If you do have any questions about that, when you're talking to your vacationista, they can definitely give you details saying, okay, this one has the hiking, this kind of activities. It's a little more rigorous. They do help you with that. You don't have to do the activities. If you don't want to do an activity on the trip, like there was a grandmother was on our trip to Germany. We were doing a bike ride out in the countryside, and the grandmother couldn't do it. She's like, I can't do it. They said, guys were like, don't worry. Do you still want to be with us on the trip? It's like, yeah, I would like to. I said, great. Why don't you come with us on the bus? We're going to meet at their stop where they're stopping and have lunch. We'll drive you out there. They drove her out there, met with us, had the time, had her lunch, did a few activities. And afterwards, some of the guests didn't want to ride back. So they actually went back on the bus, went back home. So you don't have to do the activities if you don't want to. Also, let's say there's a full day you don't want to do the activities. You have something else in mind that you want to do. The guides can also help you and give you ideas of what to do, what activities to do, or if you're trying to arrange a certain museum, they'll tell you how to get to the location or actually help you arrange a taxi. That will be on your own cost, but they can help you organize all that for you as well.
That's a great option.
Freddie, I think I'm sold.
Let's go.
I'll land a trip. Yeah.
Well,
favorite things I got to do on my trip to Italy. I just remember this one. It was making. I went to a working farm and got to actually make my own pizza. It was incredible. We got to go there, make our dough, make our pizzas, put the ingredients there, bake them, and then eat them there within the farm. And very few groups get to do that one. And that was one of my other favorite things that we get to do on the trips. And almost on all our trips, we actually try to do some type of cooking activity where you actually get to do cook your own food, what you're doing on the trip. We try to do that on all our adventures by Disney.
Well, in true form, we always have to wind up our podcast with some kind of food story, so that was perfect. That is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at OutlanderTravel.com, then click on the podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Outlander Podcast. Or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. A huge thanks to Freddie for joining us this week.
Yay, thank you, Freddie.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
On behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, Donna, and myself, Laura, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel. And we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!